Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, we'll look at depression from a different point of view and also at some natural answers to depression, what you can do that could make a difference and has made a difference. We have the means within ourselves to be happy under the most challenging of circumstances, so why are millions of people suffering the pain of depression? We'll be taking a new look at this loss of happiness and how we can regain it in some quite practical ways. Each week, I start this show with a short introduction to resonance repatterning for those of you who may be listening for the first time to Living in Tune. I started to develop this system of self-healing for positive change back in 1989 and the early 1990s, but my studies in alternative health healing systems began in 1972 when I studied polarity therapy with its founder, Dr. Randolph Stone. 1972 was when I began to explore the field of pulsing energy frequencies, how we feel when our frequencies are out of sync, and the power and happiness we experience when our frequencies are in sync. Gradually, I learned how our thoughts are frequencies that activate biochemicals, which in turn create positive and negative feelings in body responses that match our thoughts. True healing involves transforming our unconscious perceptions, beliefs, and feelings from our infancy, early childhood, and even from the womb that even now continue to fire the same stress pathways and biochemicals in our brain and body. Daily, we keep reliving our past pains through these overused brain-body-nerve pathways that continue our pain in the present. Our out-of-sync or non-coherent frequencies lead to every problem we have, illness, upsets, depression too, loss of love in our relationships or business troubles. It's all frequencies, our own frequencies. Resonance repatterning is a system that enables us to identify and change these out-of-sync frequencies. When our frequencies come into sync, we automatically feel better, happier. Our thinking changes, how we feel and relate changes, even our physical health changes. With each session we receive or give to ourselves, we can observe subtle and sometimes dramatic transformations within ourselves and in our life. It's very easy to learn how to do resonance repatterning on yourself. You don't need to understand the theory, which is all in the books if you want it. Or, if you have a problem and want to bring your frequencies back into sync, you can receive sessions from a certified practitioner. If you want to learn more about resonance repatterning, feel free to read my book, Quantum Change Made Easy, which explains the 9 keys for all positive change and transformation. And you're also welcome to visit our website at resonancerepatterning.net for more detailed information on sessions, seminars, healing supplies, or to share your thoughts at resonancerepatterning.blogspot.com. If you have ideas for Living in Tune, please email me at livingintune@gmail.com. Some of you have requested that I have a show devoted just to your questions. If you would like this, please email your questions to me with your name and phone number, and I'll see if I can create a whole one-hour show and repatterning based on your questions. Now, let's look at our theme for this week, depression. There are natural answers. In his fascinating book, The Biology of Transcendence, Joseph Chilton Pierce talks about a small group of Aboriginal people called the Sonoy, who used to live in the jungles of Malaya. Chilton Pierce writes that the Sonoy lived with unquestioned acceptance of each other, without judgment or censure, in a natural and spontaneous manner that was simply the only response they knew. He continues, the Sonoy refrained from judging self or others, not from some noble virtue, but because their minds, not having been formed in the same manner as ours, simply didn't function that way. Never having been judged or restrained, they had no concept of either, and no neural paths for relating in these ways. So to the Sonoy, our child or adult acted was accepted in the same way that you accept the direction of the wind or the slant of sunlight. It just was what it was. Another similar group to the Sonoy were the Yacana of Venezuela. Jim Lidloff, who lived with them and wrote about them, explained that no child injured another or was unpleasant toward anyone because they had never seen an adult injure someone or be unpleasant. She writes, deciding what another person should do, regardless of his age, is outside the Yacana vocabulary of behaviors. There is great interest in what everyone does, but no impulse to influence, let alone coerce, anyone. Now, these two groups represent something extraordinary. Unquestioned acceptance, no judgment or censure, never seen anyone being unpleasant toward another person, or getting someone to do what you think they should do, no coercion. This kind of modeling is something that few, if any of us, have ever experienced. When you think of everything that a child sees on television in terms of people being unpleasant towards each other, look at this kind of modeling. So, now let's look at how we learn as infants and actually how we learn throughout our life. We know that we model ourselves after our primary caregiver, usually the mother, starting in the womb and continuing in infancy and childhood. But in the Western world, regardless of this knowledge, we still insist on telling our children and our siblings, husband, wife, and friends what to do rather than modeling for them how to live, as do the Sonoy and Yacana people. Every now and then we do hear of someone who gets the real power of modeling, like the mother who intuitively decided to carry her infant into the bathroom with her each time she had to use the toilet. Within a week or so, her newborn spontaneously urinated or defecated in sync with her. It's all frequencies. Children learn by bringing their frequencies into sync with their parents' frequencies. The mother intuitively knows her child's needs by being in sync with her child. Similar to the women in our example, an anthropologist was mystified how African women knew exactly when their infant was ready to, quote, go to the bathroom. The African women were equally mystified how they wouldn't know. They asked the anthropologist, how do you know when you want to go? When frequencies are in sync, there is no separation. We know each other. We know what each person needs. This is why the mother and child need as much physical contact as possible, especially in those early years. In Africa, the child is always in contact with its caregivers for the first 2 years of his or her life. In sync frequencies with our caregiver allows the infant to bond deeply and to download huge amounts of knowledge in the first few years of life through frequencies, more perhaps than we download in the rest of our life. But as we saw with the Sonoy and Yacana, the modeling the infant needs is based only on love, acceptance, and non-judgment. When modeling is not based on acceptance, our energy becomes depressed or out of sync, and we can't bond with another's field of energy. Now we experience separation instead of unending oneness. And this is the primal depression that actually all of us experience to one extent or another. We've all watched infants and young children in awe. The wonder of everything, the excitement, enthusiasm, the total involvement, their focus. The child is intent on discovering his or her world. What happens to this bubbling, spontaneous, charismatic life energy? Why and how do we lose touch with it? By the time an infant is 2 years old, he or she has heard the word no about 20,000 times. Or as another statistic puts it, the infant hears a no or don't on average once every 9 minutes. Not just the language, but researchers say that the mother's facial expression is as powerful as her language. She can show her displeasure just by her look. Now, the infant's psyche needs to bond with the mother, even at the price of pulling away from its enthusiastic involvement and exploration of life. Growth of the higher brain depends on the mother-infant interactions in the first 18 months after birth. To break the bond with the mother brings isolation and inhibits cellular growth of the highly significant prefrontal higher brain. Isolated by her non-acceptance and judgments, we move into fear, fear of losing that bond. Shame also sets in, shame that I have displeased my mother, shame that love, even for a moment, is withdrawn because of something I did wrong. Once shame is imprinted, the child goes into hesitation and self-doubt. The poet William Blake writes, "Were the sun and moon to doubt, they'd immediately go out." So with us, some of our light goes out when we taste the depression of self-doubt, shame, and restraint on our natural life energy. The researcher Alan Shaw writes that this shame stress is characterized by elevated cortisol levels, an adrenaline fight-flight stress response, the same as is found in children experiencing abandonment and separation anxiety from their mother. When a 12-month-old infant experiences separation stress from its mother, it leads to an avoidance of mutual face-gazing, which is essential for higher brain development and communication. Actually, we also realize that adrenaline fight-flight stress responses keep us in our reptilian and limbic brain, our lower brains, and actually stop us from connecting to our higher brain. So, if this face-gazing then is not giving, or if face-gazing is given when the mother is scolding the child begins to avoid eye contact, and face-gazing is threatening. Gazing into the eyes is an expression of love. It's how we bond. It's how we experience unity in love. If eye gazing is threatening or feels unsafe, it impacts our capacity to bond in all our future relationships. So now we see the earlier foundation for losing a major way to experience unity by bringing our frequencies into sync with another through eye gazing. Something we do with joy with every newborn that energizes us and the child. Also something that those who are in love do. It's all about unity and joy versus separation and depression. Chilton Pierce says that confusion and depression in the child come from two sources. First, the bond with the caregiver must be maintained at all costs, and second, the world must be explored. The mother or primary caregiver is the support and guide for the child, but is also the one who says no and don't, and stops the child in its drive to explore his or her world. The Sonoya and Yakana caregivers don't live with this kind of double bind that leads to the child's first sense of isolation and alienation from its mother and shame that the infant is not acceptable to its mother. The great philosopher and educator, Rudolf Steiner, says that this shame disrupts the slow development of the child's growing awareness of his or her body, which should happen naturally at about the age of 6. A premature awareness of their body, he says, results in a rejection of the self as a whole being, the inability to accept oneself and our body. Ooh, it's pretty heavy, isn't it? Just hearing all this stuff, it makes you realize where we are in ourselves and our life. All right, so after this short break, I'll come back and I'll give you a little bit more information, and then we'll move into our depression repatterning for self-acceptance.
Then why do you think that it's so hard? It's not about getting to one point.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Hello.
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. Well, we've been talking about this whole new view of depression in terms of being separated from our natural sense of unity with the whole of life. I've really just given you a short introduction to this and showing you then how our higher brain awareness is determined by mother-infant interactions in the first 18 months after our birth. And really, the depression is not meant to be the foundation of our life. I think at this point, there's so much information that I have here, and it's phenomenal and amazing, and will really shift your whole view about what you can do. At this point, I think what I'm going to do is go into the repatterning. We've got our caller, so yes, you don't need to call in because we already have somebody who wants this repatterning. So thank you for those who have called in, and you're welcome to proxy into the session that's going to follow. But let me just very quickly give you a quick summary of what's in the download that all of you are welcome to download. If you work with depression in terms of yourself or with clients, this may be very helpful information. I'll be talking in the download on the 5 elements of Chinese acupuncture and how they relate to depression, the depression of the wood element, which shows up as anger and rage, hopelessness, no vision of life, pessimism, and inability to grow to our fullest potential, and judgments. The depression of the fire, which is that loss of innate joy and laughter, trust in people, safety, unconditional love, the eye gazing that leads to bonding. Depression of the earth element in Chinese acupuncture, which is really about nurturing and anchoring ourselves in our whole body, mind, self, as against feeling neglected and abandoned. And then we have the depression of the metal element, and this is all about what supports the expression of our authentic self and how we feel disrespected, judged, demeaned, diminished, and devalued. We lose our self-worth, we disconnect from our authentic self, and a deep sense of sadness or grief, a terrible loss, a feeling that we have no spiritual support, like the dark night of the soul, which brings a steep sense of emptiness and loss of meaning, cut off from life's higher purpose. And then, of course, the water element, which manifests, depression manifests as exhaustion, the inability to move forward, and it involves fear, panic, and even desperation, and powerlessness, a lack of control over our mind and feelings. Then I talk about the biochemistry of depression, the final step down, that when our frequencies are out of sync, it's reflected in our biochemistry. And so those of you who are interested in this, I talk about dopamine levels and what to do and how you can balance them out, and serotonin, which is about associated with worry and moodiness and irritability, and what you can do for that in natural ways, foods that you can eat that will support that. Histamine levels, which is about compulsive, obsessive behavior and feeling absolutely driven, or low levels, which can actually result in weight in your lower body, among many other things, voices inside the head, ringing in the ears, paranoia, hallucinations, and what you can do about that in terms of food, and finally melatonin, and what that does, and what you can do to balance that one out. And finally, I go into the 12 ways you can transform your depression in very practical ways. Things like language and movement and breathing and sunlight and North Pole magnets and good fats and colon cleanse. And I've listed all the Bach flower remedies that will help you with different forms of your depression may be taking. And the power of laughter and the left-right prefrontal cortex. So lots of information for those of you who really want to understand what's going on with you. And at this point, do we have Stacy on the air?
I'm here.
Wonderful. So, Stacy, you're calling in for this fantastic session.
I'm so pleased.
Good. Well, let me introduce you, Stacy. I'm thrilled, Stacy, you called. Actually, to let you know, those of you on the air, I've actually known you, Stacy, for 30 years or more, haven't I?
Yeah.
Amazing. So, Stacy is a very beloved friend, and it's wonderful, Stacy, that you're phoning in for this session. I'm thrilled. There were quite a few people who did phone in, and I'm very happy that you're the one who's receiving this session. And please, those who did phone in, and all who want to, you're welcome to proxy in to Stacy's session. We're all frequencies. We're all united through our frequencies. And whether you're listening to this live or through the archives, if you want to proxy in for what's helpful for you, you're most welcome. Stacy, do you give me permission to muscle check for you?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you very much. So we always honor someone's energy field, and we only muscle check what they need if they give us permission. And what else we have? Yes, and Stacy, you're a certified practitioner, aren't you?
Yes.
Wonderful. So those who want sessions with Stacy, you can always pick her name from our wonderful website. And it's such a beautiful system, this, because it's all about our continuing growth. I do sessions on myself continually. In fact, as I was creating this session, Depression Repatterning for Self-Acceptance, I was saying, wow, I need to do this one on myself. So, Stacy, you're the first person ever to receive this repatterning. I've never even given it to myself.
Chloe, you gave me a session in 1990 that I will never forget, that changed my life.
Oh,
first learning
how wonderful.
This. It was just extraordinary.
Oh, what a gift.
It was.
Yes. Well, all right. So, Stacy, let's just get going with your session here. So, Stacy, first of all, we usually check if you need to hear anything from the introduction. And did that introduction make sense to you?
It was just amazing. It was just amazing because it brought back many facts of my life that I realized had relevance.
Yes. Yes, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, wonderful. So, Stacy, in what way do you feel depressed? How does your depression show up for you?
As I took notes on all of the different elements, I realized that I started taking notes on the earth element. I have difficulty nurturing myself at times and feeling neglected and abandoned. And it stems from a feeling of probably devaluation, and I think my humor is often self-deprecating, but very certain ways demeaning. And I've struggled with exhaustion all my life, and the end result is one of at my greatest despair, I feel that my life will miss its purpose, and that there's really no hope, and I just feel as if it's the traits that I have, I can't find anything of worth in them that's or of value. Which
yes. And sorry, I missed that. In terms of you can't find worth
anything,
or value?
Yeah, any And I really feel like I need that I should give up on myself.
Yes, yes, yes. So you are really hearing the five elements speaking, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And let's just see if you need to list anything more in terms of this depression. You need to list anything more, no? And I think many people can relate to what you're talking about. You know, we have the elements when they're balanced, which is fabulous, but when they lose that, when the frequency of the elements go out of balance, this is what we experience, and it's what we call depression.
Yeah.
Then we go and we feel, gosh, I better take some antidepressants, but we don't realize it's just our frequencies are out of sync. Yeah.
Yeah,
so you need to list anything more? No, and all of these are primary. Yes, they're all primary. And a general muscle check is needed. Yes, this means we're muscle checking your whole body, mind, field for this, how your depression is showing up. So, Stacey, just say this, and I'm going to muscle check you for your resonance on this. Say, I have difficulty nurturing myself.
I have difficulty nurturing myself.
I feel abandoned.
I feel abandoned.
Exhausted.
Exhausted.
My life has no purpose and hope.
My life has no purpose and hope.
I can't find worth and value.
I can't find worth and value.
And I give up on myself.
I give up on myself.
And you are on for that.
I bet I am. Yeah.
And, you know, what's amazing is, you know, you are a highly successful and creative
yeah.
person in your life.
Yep.
You have a 1,001 friends.
And the objective facts don't.
And they just don't match up with this at
right,
all,
because
does
everyone,
it?
Everyone says, oh, you have so much energy. Or
yeah, that's
anyway,
right.
So it doesn't seem right.
It's right. So again, you know, how people are in their life, you can be the most gorgeous, successful, powerful person in the world, filled with energy, and yet you're resonating with this. And you can see how it's what you resonate with that determines how you your biochemicals and how you experience your life.
Yeah.
Even
yep.
though everything else can be completely different from that. Good. All right. So I'm just going to check here. Understanding is needed. No, you don't need the understanding. It looks like you've got an understanding here. But basically what you're seeing is that your lower reptilian survival brain is what's being activated, and that this resonance is shutting you out from your higher brain.
What you said in the introduction was
yeah.
very helpful.
Good.
Because my earliest childhood, I think, was very fraught. And if I truly bonded and entrained with my mom,
yeah.
I can picture my cortisol levels being early on pretty...
So what happened then is that cortisol, that fight flight stress response, actually locks you into your emotional brain.
Yeah.
And then you can't get into your higher brain, which is about inner harmony and clear thinking of all aspects of an issue or a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So Stacey, after this short break, I'll come back and then we'll keep going.
Great.
So just stay on the air.
Okay.
It's about your journey along the way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
What can you tell me about Skills USA?
Skills USA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
On the web at skillsusa.org.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, Stacy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. All right, we're continuing with Stacy's session, Depression Repatterning for Self-Acceptance. And if you've just come online, you're welcome to proxy into this very powerful session. So, Stacy, let's now look at your mother modeling. What was your relationship with your mother like? Could be in the womb, in the first 18 months. What was happening there?
This is what I think. I, of course, probably don't have conscious memory, but
no.
My mom was living with my grandmother, and my grandmother was very affectionate and very powerfully domineering, and was very fond of me. I was the first grandchild, and my mom, I think, felt, as she told me when my son was born, she said she just couldn't compete with my grandmother, and so she sort of gave me to my grandmother, but very resentfully and very angrily, because she never felt much affection from her own mother, and therefore watched me receive much of the affection she always wanted.
So what do you then see your relationship with your mother as being then?
One of guilt and one of trying to please her but not being able to, and one of feeling so confused about what I'd done wrong.
Yes. Yes, and basically, then she didn't connect with you.
No, she, I think, was angry and jealous.
Yeah,
And also so badly wanted me to be her child, but I wasn't responding exclusively. I'm not sure what it was,
yes,
but it wasn't meeting her needs.
Yes. Yeah.
So I know that I had been a very difficult delivery. It took me 3 days to get born, and I finally was born by cesarean. And also I know that she had difficulty nursing me. She had an infection.
Yes.
So it was fraught with difficulties.
Okay. I'm just writing some of this down. Okay. So you need to list anything more. No. We need to check you for resonance with this one here. Yes, this one and this, all of them. All right, general muscle check. Say, my mother's angry, jealous, and doesn't bond with me.
My mother's angry, jealous, and doesn't bond with me.
And you're on for that. My relationship is based on guilt.
My relationship is based on guilt.
And me trying to please her.
And me trying to please her.
And you're on and resonating with that. My relationship is fraught with difficulty.
My relationship is fraught with difficulty.
And you're on with that. And can you see how this relates to your bonding, your relationships in life, in terms of, you know, intimate relationships, with particularly with men?
Yep, I really can.
Yeah, trying to please,
yep,
fraught with difficulty, inability to bond in the way you want.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, all right. So you can just see then how those pathways just keep on going, don't they? So let's now look at the father modeling. In what way do you feel that your father wasn't there for you? What did he model in his relationship with you that was less than ideal?
I think, like many men, his primary attention was to somehow keep his wife happy. And watching her unhappiness, in our later lives, when my mother was unhappy with me, my father automatically had to be unhappy with me. So when I think about it, it must have been somewhat the case when I was little, too.
Yeah. So that your relationship with your father then was, again, you felt...
Reinforced. It reinforced whatever my mother was feeling.
So that it just, again, a lack of a bond with your father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So in terms of muscle checking that, then I can just muscle check to see how we need to name that. Yes. Which is, I don't bond with my father. Or how would you describe that?
I think something like that. I think he was just conflicted about his own duty. Because I know that he loved his little child, but he felt like his primary duty was to his wife. And since my mother has died, he and I have become much closer because he no longer has to attend to her dislike of me. I mean, she loved me, but she didn't particularly
like
me.
That's right. Yes, he takes care of your mother, not you.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So we need to listen more. No, general muscle check. Say, my father takes care of my mother.
My father takes care of my mother.
Not me.
Not me.
And you resonate with that. So again, in your relationships, do you see how that happens, where men take care of somebody else and not you?
Yeah.
All right. So how do you imagine you felt in response to your parents not giving you the unconditional love and acceptance you needed as an infant and child? What was the feeling?
I felt just so confused, and then I felt so sad, and I felt confused and probably pretty angry, and also powerless because I couldn't figure out what was wrong.
Yeah, all right. And the primary for you is confusion, sadness, anger, and all of them. I feel confused.
I feel confused.
Sad.
Mad.
Sad.
Sad.
Angry.
Angry.
And powerless.
And powerless.
Yeah. Always trying to figure it out. What do you imagine you believed as a result of this?
What I believed was that I was... I just believed that I wasn't right. Something was wrong with me.
Anything else? No. General muscle check. Say, I'm not right.
I'm not right.
There's something wrong with me.
There's something wrong with me.
And you're...
Boy, that's been so true of my belief about myself all my life, yeah.
Yeah. So, Stacy, your experience is in your mind. The image you have is still activating stress neural pathways. What do you want instead of these images? Because what you envision creates new neural pathways for you. And once, of course, you resonate with this vision.
I want to feel that... I want to feel confident of my... in my opinions, and to feel that I had a right to have them, and that they won't contribute to my self-destruction.
So we need to also know what you want to have in terms of your mother and father, what kind of relationship you truly want. You didn't have the relationship you wanted. What kind of relationship do you want to have with them as though you're back then as an infant? What do you want?
I want to...
Your mother and your father, what do you want from them?
I want to trust them and...
So what does your mother do? My mother...
I want to feel like they accept me.
Yes, my mother accepts me.
And accepts me and is delighted with all of me.
With all of me. Good. You need to list anything more? No. And this applies to your mother and your father. Yes. So just say, voice, general muscle check. Say, my mother and father.
My mother and father.
Accept me.
Accept me.
And are delighted.
And are delighted.
With all of me.
With all of me.
And that is off. Okay. Now, my voice. I don't know why it suddenly does this halfway through. All right, we've got...
Because you're so empathetic.
Oh.
That's why.
I feel for you. All right, so now there is the loss of self that resulted. And just say, I live in fear of losing the bond of love.
I live in fear of losing the bond of love.
And you are on for that. Say, I feel ashamed.
I feel ashamed.
That my mother and father withdraw their love.
And my mother and father withdraw their love.
Because I'm unacceptable.
Because I'm unacceptable.
And you're on for that one. And Stacey, what do you dislike about yourself?
I dislike the tendency to... to give up on myself, and the habits that come from feeling pessimistic about myself.
Yeah. Good. So, general muscle check here. I give up on myself.
I give up on myself.
And feel pessimistic.
And feel pessimistic.
About myself.
About myself.
And you're on for that. So, if you said these things to a friend, I'm going to give up on you and I feel pessimistic about you, what kind of relationship would you have? Not very good.
What a good way to put that.
Huh. Yeah. We're not treating ourselves like a friend, are we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm going to find out now which element it went imbalanced, which as a result of this experience. And it's your earth element. And say, I have lost my center of equilibrium.
I've lost my center of equilibrium.
And I feel scattered in the world.
And I feel scattered in the world.
And you're on for that.
Yep.
And the metal also came up, which is, I never feel good enough.
Oh, boy. I never feel good enough.
It's amazing the way this muscle checking goes right to the core.
Yep.
Now, there are all the other elements. You could actually recognize all of them, but these are the two major ones that came up. And now we're going to do reconnecting to the Sonoy person within you, these wonderful people living in the Himalayan, in the Malayan jungles.
Great.
And as we are running out of time, during the break, Stacey, I'm going to muscle check what you need here.
Okay.
So we can complete your session while we're still on the air.
Wonderful.
All right, we'll come back in a moment.
Thanks.
It's about your journey long way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your way.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, oh! there you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.com. Net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, I Think I'm Psychic, and you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. The rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, Stacy. Are you there? Hello?
Hi.
All right, wonderful. So we're now moving into your repatterning here for reconnecting to the Sonoy person within, this wonderful group of people who totally accept themselves and everybody else and all their actions, something that in the West none of us have experienced.
Hmm.
And I've come up with the fact that it's your 2-year-old child that needs to have this statement. This is what you need to resonate with. Say, and it's a general muscle check, say, my 2-year-old child aspect.
My 2-year-old child aspect.
Is totally loved and accepted.
Is totally loved and accepted.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
And in all my actions.
And in all my actions.
And this is off at the moment. We'll come back to that later. And then the element that is going to support your healing and wholeness is actually from your metal element. And say, I am connected to the divine within myself.
I am connected to the divine within myself.
Which is my rock of confidence in myself.
Which is my rock of confidence within myself.
And my ultimate value.
And my ultimate value.
And you are off for that at the moment. Wonderful. So now the modality that I've muscle checked you need that will change your resonance with this is actually the wood element. So we've seen the earth elements come up, the metal elements come up, and now the actual modality is in your wood, the liver meridian, and it's an acupuncture point which you can touch on the right side, yes, the left side, on your right side, and it's just under the middle of your ribs. And you can just right in the middle of your right rib,
mm-hmm.
under that rib, there's a wonderful acupuncture point called the Gate of Hope. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
And this point gives you the hope, optimism, and vision that you need to handle your stresses in a whole different way.
I just used my third finger to
and
touch
you
it.
And you just use your third finger is absolutely fine. Just hold that point there with your third finger. And those who are listening in can also hold it. If you want to, you can even hold it on both sides, under the left rib and the right rib, right in the middle. You just press there gently, it's not a hard contact, and breathe slowly and deeply. And
I already feel more relaxed.
Wonderful. Yes, the wood is about that tension. Great. And you can actually keep on holding it if you like, if you're able to hold it as we check on your resonance changes. That would be fine. If it's a problem, you can release it. Stacey needs to hold it longer. No, energy moves instantaneously. The moment you touch that point, I would just put an acupuncture needle in there for 1 second. So the moment you touch that point, the energy is beginning to move.
Okay.
So now we're going to recheck your resonance statements from the beginning and say, I have difficulty nurturing myself.
I have difficulty nurturing myself. I
feel abandoned and exhausted.
I feel abandoned and exhausted.
My life has no purpose and hope.
My life has no purpose and hope.
And I can't find worth and value.
I can't find worth and value.
And I give up on myself.
I give up on myself.
And you are off for that. I'm muscle checking. No longer resonate with that. Good. Say, my mother is angry and jealous.
My mother is angry and jealous.
And doesn't bond with me.
And doesn't bond with me.
That is off. My relationship is based on guilt.
My relationship is based on guilt.
And me trying to please her.
And me trying to please her.
Off of that.
Good.
My relationship is fraught with difficulty.
My relationship is fraught with difficulty.
And that is off. So again, this will now can shift how you relate with all your intimate others. My father takes care of my mother.
My father takes care of my mother.
Not me.
Not me.
That is off. And again, in your intimate relationships, there's probably always, usually with men then, that they always there's somebody else to take care of.
Yeah.
Right?
That's been true.
Isn't it something? All right, the feeling, say, I feel confused.
I feel confused.
Sad.
Sad.
Angry and powerless.
Angry and powerless.
And you're off of that. Good. And then the belief, I'm not right.
I'm not right.
There's something wrong with me.
There's something wrong with me.
Good. What you want instead, say, my mother and father accept me.
My mother and father accept me.
And are delighted with all of me.
And are delighted with all of me.
And you are on for that. Great. Say, I live in fear of losing the bond of love.
I live in fear of losing the bond of love.
And that is off. And Stacey, we have run... Oh, no, I think we got a few more minutes. Okay, I thought we'd suddenly run out of time. So let's just see if we can finish this final one. I feel ashamed that my mother and father...
I feel ashamed that my mother and father...
Withdraw their love...
Withdraw their love...
Because I'm unacceptable.
Because I'm unacceptable.
And that is off. And then the language, I give up on myself.
I give up on myself.
And feel pessimistic about myself.
And feel pessimistic about myself.
Okay, that is off. So you are now befriending yourself. The earth element, I have lost my center of equilibrium.
I've lost my center of equilibrium.
And feel scattered in the world.
And feel scattered in the world.
And that is off. And metal element, I never feel good enough.
I never feel good enough.
And that has changed. And now reconnecting to the Sonoy person within you, say my two-year-old child aspect.
My two-year-old child aspect
is totally loved and accepted.
Is totally loved and accepted.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
And in all my actions.
And in all my actions.
Wonderful. And then the element that brings healing and wholeness, again, is your metal element. I am connected to the divine within myself.
I am connected to the divine within myself.
Which is my rock of confidence.
Which is my rock of confidence.
In myself.
In myself.
And is my ultimate value.
And is my ultimate value.
And you are on for that.
That's so beautiful.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
So it brings you back to your divinity, your wholeness with everybody and everything that that infant has, where there's this unbroken relationship with God, the divine, and all beings.
I cannot tell you how relevant this is. Life. I can't even tell you. I mean, just detail after detail. That's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And Stacey, there are 12 things that you can do that will help you. And what I'd recommend you do is download the session because then you'll see the 12 ways of moving beyond depression.
Okay.
And because you're a practitioner, you can muscle check exactly which ones you need to start integrating into your life.
Okay.
Yeah. That's wonderful. You can stay on the air, Stacey, because if we have a little bit of time left over, I'll actually go through some of those 12 ways with you.
Okay.
But just let me just announce what we're going to be doing next week.
Okay.
Next week's show is on September the 17th at the same time, same place, and it's called Celebrating the Hero Within. And we're all heroes, but do we know it and celebrate our heroism daily? We'll look at what it means to live our hero's journey. In fact, there are 7 hero's journeys, I believe, that each one of us take with lessons to learn in each of these journeys. So what are the characteristics of the hero and how do we follow our journey of power? And there will be a new hero within repatterning. Thank you so much for listening in today, all of you who are listening live and also listening to our archives. Remember, you can download any transcript you want of all these shows and you can use them. I teach you how to put them into practice in your life. Those who want to practice resonance repatterning or have sessions, you know where to go, resonancerepatterning.net. This is our blog spot also. And hope you have a wonderful week transcending your depression, accepting yourself and others free of judgment. Live the Sonoy and Yakana ideal in your daily life. It is possible. There is lots of hope. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network. Today I saw the